Blog Talk Radio.
Since the Lord God Almighty, the whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy, he is high, he is set apart. So we sing to him.
Yeah.
Holy, holy. Good morning, Lord. We praise you this morning, Father, for you are truly worthy to be praised. God Almighty, we praise you for waking us up this morning, giving us another chance to serve you, Lord, giving us another chance to praise you, Lord, and worship you, Lord, giving us another chance to have a relationship with you, Lord, just to get our life in order, Lord. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord. Lord, help us to bless somebody this morning in our worship service, Father. We come to glorify and magnify your holy name, for we're nothing without you, Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. I said we will rejoice and be glad in it. Am I in this service by myself this morning? Am I praising God by myself this morning? Do
amen.
I need the right
glory
to cry out?
Thank
this
you, Lord.
Morning? God amen. Is mighty. He's awesome. He's a great God. He's a good God.
He is.
And we thank him this morning. To be kept by God this morning. What a wonderful day. The sun may not be shining, but God is ever shining in our hearts this morning.
Amen.
And we thank him and praise him. This is the Jubilee Affair and the Fuse Memorial Worship Experience, brought to you by the HubNet Online Radio Network, thanking Hakeem and Michelle. We thank you, God, for this glorious day. I could not keep on praising you, Father, for you are so worthy. I can just imagine not a day without praising you, Father. Every day is a good day when he wakes you up and tells you and starts you on your way. Let God lead and guide you every day. I can go on and on with this praise and worship service, but I know I have to get our service in this morning, for God is truly worthy. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. To be blessed by God. What
amen.
A wonderful day this is. A day of thanksgiving, a day of thanking God for his grace and his mercy, for he is worthy. I can't keep going on, but I know I have to go into my service. So now we'll have a praise and worship by Brother Tony Spencer. Then the affirmation of faith by Zalter Annette McKinney, and the invocation by Minister Kyle Garrett.
Good morning, praise the Lord. God bless all of you this morning. Lead me, guide me, Lord, along the way for those this morning who need for the Lord just to grab them by the hand and show them the way. Praise his name. I am weak and I need thy strength and power to help me over my weakness out. Let me through the darkness thy face to see. Lead me, Lord. Lead me. Help me tread in the paths of righteousness. Be my aid when Satan and sin oppress. I am putting all my trust in thee, Lord, lead me. Lead me. guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, oh Lord, lead me. I am lost, your hand from me. I am blind without thy light to see. Lord, just always let me thy servant be. Oh, lead me, oh Lord, lead me. Oh, lead me, guide me along the way. For if you leave me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk. Lord, let me walk. Lord, let me walk there with me. Lead me, oh Lord, lead me. Amen. Amen.
The affirmation of faith. I believe in God, the Father, Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended to heaven and sit at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. I believe. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let us all bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Father, gracious Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Holy Trinity, we just come before you this morning, first giving thanks for us to be able to see this day, for opening our eyes that we may see this day, that we may be able to hear, that we may be able to speak and have our being, Lord, that we are able to walk. Lord, we just thank you for what is going to be done in your name today, from the gospel being preached, from the songs being sung, to the words being said, everything that is in, under your divine order, we thank you for it. We ask that you be with us as we serve your people, Father. And we'll be ever more grateful to give your name the praise. In the mighty, matchless name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Together we say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Tony, and for that beautiful selection, and Exhorter Annette for the affirmation of faith, and Minister Kyle for that spoken word of prayer. Now we will have the scripture by Reverend Pat Johnson, the announcements by Reverend Rosa Thomas, and altar call again by Reverend Patricia Johnson.
Good morning. Our scripture is Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 to 11. I am reading from the National NIV. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the broken heart, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the years of the Lord's favor and the days of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praises instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a plant of the Lord, for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the place long devastated. They will renew the ruined city that have been devastated for generations. Aliens will shepherd your flock. Foreigners will work your fields and vineyards, and you will call priests of the Lord. You will be named ministers of our God. You will feed on the wealth of nations, and in this rich you will be boost instead of their shame. And my people will receive a double portion, and instead of disgrace, they will rejoice in their inheritance. And so they will inherit a double portion in their land, and everlasting joy will be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and iniquity. In my faithfulness, I will reward them and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations, and their offspring among the people. And all who see them will acknowledge that they are a people the Lord has blessed. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness. And as a bridegroom adorned his head like a priest, and as a bride adorned herself with her jewels, for as soil makes the sprouts come up and garden causes seeds to grow, so the Sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. The word of people from God. Amen.
Amen. Announcements this morning for the Fuse family. The Women's Bible Study is Tuesday at 7 p.m. and Wednesday Bible Study at 7 p.m. Wednesday night. Both Bible studies has resumed. The stewards will be at the church on Tuesday by 10 a.m. If you need them to come by and pick your tithes up, please contact Brother Robert Johnson. Please pray for one another as we are still in the middle of a pandemic. Any birthday celebrations for the month of January, happy birthday. Thank you. Just remember to call someone up and tell them you love and miss them. Amen.
All to call. Lord, hear our prayer. Open our heart, soul, and mind with peace, hope, and trust. Heal our family and children and give them protection from all harm and danger. Lord, we're asking a prayer for the sick that they are healed. Our pastor, Reverend Townsend, Ms. Sims, the Reed family, the Field family, and Hazel Moe. Heal the world who are sick with COVID virus and feed our families that are hungry and give them shelter. Comfort the bereaved family who has lost their loved ones and give them the strength to understand you and that everything will be all right. Lord, direct our children in the right direction so that they will be known from you. Teach our country that hate is not your way, and teach them that you created all people and that you created all of them equally. Help us find the love that you instill in our hearts that we may be better human beings. Amen.
Amen. Now, thank you, Reverend Johnson. Now we will have a song by exhorter Annette McKinney, and then we will hear a word from God from our Dynamite minister, Minister Lisa Green. Amen.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. With me, Lord, walk with me. All along this Jesus journey, Lord, I want Jesus to walk with me. Walk with me, Lord, walk with me. Walk with me, Lord, walk with me. All along this tedious journey, oh, every day of my life, I want to walk with you. Be my friend, Lord, be my friend. Be my friend, Lord, be my friend. All along this tedious journey, oh, all of my days, just be my friend. Hold my hand, Lord, yeah, hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord, hold my hand. All along this tedious journey, oh, every day of my life, Lord, please hold my hand. Walk with me, Lord, yeah, walk with me. Walk with me, Lord, walk with me. Ooh, all along this tedious journey. Oh, every day of my life, 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 leave a walk with me. Amen.
Amen. Lord, walk with me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity. And Reverend Dante, we thank you so much for the opportunity to come before the people. Although our scripture was read so eloquently by Reverend Johnson, I'd like to read it from the Spirit-Filled Bible. And that will be Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 11. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And they shall rebuild the old ruins, they shall rise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vendresses. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion, for in their land they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery for burnt offering. I will direct their work in truth and will make with them an everlasting covenant. Their descendants shall be known among the Gentiles and their offspring among the people. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the prosperity whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garment of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its bud, as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to bring forth before all the nations, the word of God for his people. Good morning, Father God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, we thank you for the gift of your word and pray that it moves and reaches the hearts and minds of your listeners and myself so as to cultivate our passion for your word and your people. Let the application obtained from my study be your application for the people. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The book of Isaiah is about the prophet who was the son of Amos, a major prophet, and married to a prophetess and father to two sons. The book was written possibly around 681 BC in Jerusalem. Isaiah's message was, God breathed out the Holy Spirit through the Spirit of Yahweh who was upon him. In the historical context, the meaning is that the prophet, for the discharge of his function, is empowered and enabled by the presence of the Holy Spirit to call its nation of Judah back to God and tell of God's salvation through the Messiah. The message of salvation is at its central theme while presenting both the blessing and judgment of God's covenant with Israel. It announces God's judgment on Israel and Judah of the glaring violations of their covenant obligations. There are two divisions in the book of Isaiah, 39 chapters in the first part, the same number as in the Old Testament. In the second part are 27 chapters, the number of books in the New Testament. The first part of Isaiah contains judgment from God, while the second part offers the comfort of God. Isaiah 61, 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted,
to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison doors to them that are bound. The word anoint means to rub or sprinkle or apply an unguent ointment or oily liquid to persons in the Old Testament who were literally anointed for their special services of the Lord, Exodus 28:41. The liberal oil would be applied, but as a sign of the Holy Spirit upon their lives and service. The oil on the head was the only outward representation of the spiritual work on the inside of them. According to Isaiah, the anointing is described as the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. The anointing is what delivers God's people and sets the captives free. The anointing is literally God's own flesh doing what flesh alone can't do. It is God's super added to our natural. Isaiah means the salvation of Jehovah, and the book of Isaiah also means the Savior and salvation. He is called the evangelical prophet because he presents Jesus and his plan of redemption more completely than any other prophet. He is called the Saint Paul of the Old Testament. His wife was a prophetess and his two sons, and they were loyal to him. He wrote a historiography of the Hebrew court during the reign of Jotham and Hezekiah. He wrote the accounts in the book of Kings. He was a prophet, a preacher, a psalmist, an instructor, an intercessor, an evangelist, and a seer. Isaiah was the Moses of his day. Isaiah basics include prophecy of when he began his ministry and as a prophet to the kingdom of Judah based in Jerusalem. The prophet means someone who speaks on behalf of God. At the time of his ministry, the vast Assyrian Empire in the north threatened to capture the whole region. Locally, Judah was also being threatened by a new competing alliance formed between the northern kingdom, Israel, and Aram of Syria. Judah's king Ahaz signed a treaty of protection of Assyria rather than assist the northern kingdom of Israel and Syria in the struggle against the empire. As a result, these northern kingdoms were captured by Assyria. Isaiah predicted that Judah would eventually be destroyed because of their sin, but he also saw an ultimate redemption and restoration at the end of the story. The judgment of God's people followed by their ultimate salvation. And the bigger story is the judgment and rebuke of all world powers that work against the plans of God and the final establishment of God's kingdom of peace and justice on earth. Kingdom of Isaiah and the book of Isaiah contains prose and poetry, which uses a personification that is the attribution of personal qualities to divine beings or inanimate objects. Also, many of the prophecies in Isaiah contain predictions that foretell a soon-to-occur event and a distant future event simultaneously. The office of prophet was instituted during the days of Samuel, the last of the judges. Prophets stood with the priests as God's special representatives. The prophet's role was to speak for God and confront the people and their leaders with God's commands and promises. Because of this confrontational stance and the people continuously tending to disobey, God's two prophets were not popular. Though their message went unheeded, they faithfully and forcefully proclaimed the truth. Isaiah had an active ministry for over 60 years before he was executed during the Manasseh's reign, according to tradition, as God's special messenger. The last chapter of Isaiah was filled with consolation and hope as Isaiah unfolds God's promise of future blessing through his Messiah. I urge you to read Isaiah. Imagine this strong and courageous man of God fearlessly proclaiming God's word and listening to his message in relation to your own life. return, to repent, be renewed. The trust in God's redemption through Christ and rejoice. Your Savior has come and he is coming again. Chapter 61 of Isaiah generally brings a message of forgiveness, comfort, and hope. The message of hope looks forward to the coming of the Messiah. Isaiah speaks more about the Messiah than does any other Old Testament prophet. He describes the Messiah as both suffering servant and a sovereign Lord. Messiah was to be both the suffering servant and the sovereign Lord could not be clearly understood until the New Testament times. Based on what Jesus Christ has done, God freely offers forgiveness to all who turn to him in faith. This is God's mission of comforting us because those who need and find eternal peace and fellowship with him. As Christians under the new covenant, you also have anointing from the Holy Spirit. 1 John chapter 2 verses, anointing has the idea of being filled with a blessing by the Holy Spirit. This is something that is in the common property, that is the common property of all Christians, but something we can and should become more submitted and responsive to. Isaiah's graciousness, his merciful encounter with God, fueled his willingness to obey God's call regardless of the cost. He saw the Lord and received kindness. Isaiah couldn't help but respond with eagerness to follow his king. Backtrack to Isaiah's personal encounter with God himself. Isaiah saw the Lord, which is significant considering that God told Moses that if he saw his face, he would surely die in Exodus 33:20. For your review, Isaiah 6, chapter verses 1 through 4. The glorious praise garment and worship. The Hebrew root word for the garment of praise is more than a piece of clothing casually thrown out over one shoulder and literally teaches us to wrap or cover ourselves so that the garment of praise is to leave no opening through which hostile elements can penetrate. This garment of praise repels and replaces the heavy spirit which may come from mourning. Yes, it is true. We all mourn and grieve. We grieve many things. But this special message of instruction and hope is for the oppressed by fear or doubt. Put on the garment. A warm coat from our closet only resists the cold wind when it is put on. When you're distressed, be dressed with praise. Act according to God's word. Heaviness refers to discouragement. It is to be replaced by an abundant life, the garment of praise. Many see in the text the power of worship-filled praise to cast off oppressive works of darkness. Isaiah 61, verses 10 through 11, where an identified speaker announces the personal benefit of the ministry of the anointed. Righteousness overcomes deliverance. Our encounter and response to this call is that God in his kindness exposed our need for forgiveness and granted it to you through your faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. He has paid the price to make your guidance, your goodness before him and cause your sins to be found as far away from you as the east is from the west. Psalm 103:12. His grace and mercy drew us to himself, and his grace and mercy sends us out. Like Isaiah, our specific commissioning may result in immediate hardness that eventually leads to repentance, or it may result in immediate spiritual fruit as we encounter God, prepared people among our family, friends, and communities. Regardless, we can model Israel's examples.
by raising our hands in obedience to God's asking on our life, regardless of the cost. We can take comfort and find courage in knowing he is faithful to provide his constant presence. Whenever he leads after us, that's the promise he gave as he sent us out to make disciples of nations. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Matthew 28:18-20. That garment of grace, of praise that I speak of, it is just a garment, and it's something that we do, a substitute, or we swap it out. We swap it out when we're feeling heavy burden. We swap it out when we feel that we're in mourning. We can experience the mourning, but at the same time, too, it can get you down, and it can make you go to a place where it would be hard to recover from. So what we can do is change our action, signifies and change it for the oil of gladness that they spoke about in our scripture, that we can exchange these mourning occasions at times for a festive occasion and don our festive clothing and take off our funeral clothing. We draw on the image of a banquet. God is saying that we will rejoice, praise, be comforted, and be glorious in the place of mourning and despair, which can lead to giving up hope. I want us to look at our time at home as the constant and the situation that we currently find ourselves in. I'm going to look at it as a time of rebirth. It is freezing cold outside right now. We're at a standstill. The coronavirus is running rampant. But ask yourself, what is it that God is trying to do in me and through me in this season that I'm going to call a reset? I believe he wants to reset our mind, the way that we thought, the way that we viewed life, the way that we conducted business and relationships. We will find a new love for God, family, and life. Embrace the reset. Do not resist it, but allow God to do his work within you. We may not be able to control what's going on around us, but we can control what happens within us and how we come out of it. The same or wiser, stronger, renewed, reborn, and a closer relationship with the Almighty God himself. Rise from the ash of chaos, spiritual warfare in high places and adversity. Rise with power, a sense of purpose, hitting every bull's eye, manifesting the power of God in the earth, wealth, businesses, ministries, and claiming your priesthood in your life. The Lord God, he prays that this lights a fire within us to make us rise up out of the ashes. Yes, at times we are defeated, but what we do is we get up and we arise and we go straight up to be with the mindset of God, to spread his love, to let him everyone that we know hear the good news of God, that we are rising up out of these ashes and we're reborn and we're equipped with the Holy Spirit to move forth in all the things that God has set forth for us. I want to thank you for the opportunity to come forward with these words that have been sent to my heart and that I am saying to you right now. Rise up out of the ashes. Go forth and do the work of the Lord. Be renewed. Be reinvigorated. Morning has come. Tears were heavy in the midnight hour, but come morning, when you woke up and saw the sun rise in the sky and met with your mind and heart, the Son of Jesus, then you can move forward in all things that the Lord has for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Greenwood, for that good spirit-filled message. special message of hope and trust. Put on your garment of praise. Look up at your time at home and rebirth. Allow God to do his work within us. Rise up, renew, reborn, and rebirth. Thank you. This is our invitation to discipleship. Are you thirsty for righteousness and salvation? Jesus said, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him, and a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Whosoever wants to be drinkers of the water and wants everlasting life, repeat this prayer after me to receive Jesus Christ into your heart and life. Dear Lord God, I know I am a sinner, and I ask for forgiveness. I believe you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins, and he rose from the dead. I trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Guide my life and help me do your will. In Jesus' name, amen. You have now become a new creature in Christ. Celebrate your new life with Christ. Pray to God and ask him to lead you to a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching, learning, worshiping, and Holy Ghost-filled church in your area so you can begin to fellowship with other believers and pray and pay your tithes and offerings. Amen. Now go and celebrate your newness and with Christ, saved, sanctified, and full of the Holy Ghost. God bless and God keep you is my prayer always. Now we will have the doxology by Brother Tony Spencer, then the benediction by Minister Lisa Green.
God be with you. God be with you. God be with you until we meet again. God be with you. God be with you. God be with you until we meet again.
The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.
This is the Fuse Memorial CME Christian Worship Experience signing off, thanking the HubNet radio station, Hakeem and Michelle. God bless you and God keep you is our prayer. Amen.
Amen.
I will be with you. me.